The government is seeking documents from 20 current and former employees at the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, DENR. Prosecutors are also calling on those individuals to testify before a grand jury. Duke confirmed it received a second subpoena this week, but would not go into specifics. The subpoenas seek records related to cash, items of value, or investments that state employees might have received from Duke. John Scavarla is the head of DENR. He didn't address details of the subpoenas during an hour-long press conference. Instead, he discredited media reports and praised DENR's efforts to clean up coal ash around the state.
So any implication or any allegation that DENR and Duke got together and made some smoky backroom deal with a nominal fine is just absolutely not true.
The state had proposed a $99,000 fine for Duke related to Clean Water Act violations at coal plant facilities near Asheville and Charlotte. Environmentalists say the proposed settlement included a minuscule fine and no plan to clean up the 31 coal ash ponds around the state. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.